Now, as you may have heard the boys say, gifts are required for children from newborn up to 16 years. Always a shortage for teenage boys and girls and the 8 to 11 year olds. And we don't want the actual gifts to be wrapped. Just give them as you buy them. Pop them in a plastic bag or something, but they don't need to be wrapped. The toy drop-off points are 6 key stations: Europa Bus Station, Central Bus Station, Newry Bus Station, Derry Foyle Street Bus Station, Dungannon Bus Station, Bangor Train Station. And the presents and the gifts, they must be new. Obviously, no one wants to get something secondhand on Christmas morning. Don't wrap them, please. And the appeal, it's being launched this morning. It closes on the 19th of December. But the sooner you could do it, the better. Wouldn't it be great to put a smile on a youngster's face? And thank you indeed to Translink for helping to stuff the bus, to you for your assistance as well. And good luck to the Salvation Army and to St Vincent de Paul with this particular project. Now we're on the countdown to the Super Value Superstars. And I want to speak to Sarah Jane Allen, who's one of the nominees. Hello, Sarah Jane. Sarah Jane, you're a pretty special young woman. You've faced some challenges in life so far, Sarah Jane. You're coping with cerebral palsy and a chronic pain syndrome, but you don't let any of that hold you back.
That's true.
And tell me what you've been doing, Sarah Jane.
We've been raising money for different charities. One of the charities is Make-A-Wish, and so far we've raised $72,000.
That's an incredible amount of money.
All the girls all together.
Well, that's an amazing amount of money. What sort of things have you been doing, Sarah Jane?
I walked over the roof of the O2 in London.
What was that like, walking over the roof of the O2? Was it scary?
No.
Gosh, I tell you what, I saw them walking off roofs last night on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. I don't think I could even go up on the roof of the O2. However, you went up there and it didn't cost you a thought. What else did you do?
I walked Colca Mountain in County Fermanagh.
Oh, lovely. That was beautiful. Had you good weather for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a big plus when you're down there and the weather's half decent. And Sarah Jane, why do you want to raise so much? Why do you give so much of your time to help other people?
I know what it's like going through losing people to cancer and pain. I suffer pain 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and it doesn't stop me.
And at this moment in time when I'm talking to you, Sarah Jane, can you feel pain in your muscles and bones?
Yes.
And how do you cope every day?
I just get on with it.
Well, you're an absolute inspiration. You are, you know, and I know that word can be bandied about sometimes. But in fairness, if you can overcome pain and go to help other people, well, then if you don't make, you know, people like me feel better as a result of listening to what you're doing, then there's something wrong with me. Is your mum there as well?
Yes, my mum is here beside me now.
Let me have a yarn with her, Sarah Jane, will you?
Hello, Frank. How are you, dear?
I am very well. This is Amanda.
I am indeed.
Amanda, you must be proud of this young woman.
For an 11-year-old to go through what Sarah Jane is going through with her pain and her cerebral palsy, plus Sarah Jane has went through two events that no child should have went through, Frank. Sarah Jane's, my father, Sarah Jane's grandfather and her uncle, now they were two of Sarah Jane's biggest influences. These are the two people that have kept Sarah Jane going. Now, sadly, within the space of 9 months, we lost both of them. We lost my dad to cancer and my brother had a brain tumour, but Sarah Jane will tell you herself that her Uncle Ian was a great believer. He was a great person for children with disabilities. He was always out speaking for them, and he's always told Sarah Jane, and this is Sarah Jane's wee mantra, there's nothing I can't do if I don't put my mind to it.
Well, listen, it's a fair play, because just from talking to her there, you get a sense of a young woman who's taking life and taking challenges in life in her stride. And, you know, I'm not so sure that I could do that. And I'm sure there are many other people listening to this programme who would feel they wouldn't have the mental capacity to do it either, to be so generous to others in a time when, you know, you're in need yourself. What part of the world are you guys in?
We're down in Oma, Frank, so we are. Now, you know, Sarah Jane does. To look at Sarah Jane, she looks the normal, happy 11-year-old. but it's behind closed doors when Sarah Jane's up 3 and 4 times in the night with pain. And like, she's done that much. She's actually gone back to London now to walk the roof of the O2. She enjoyed it that much. She just will not let nothing hold her back. She told one of her consultants that there's nothing that she won't do. The consultant says, look, Sarah Jane, you know you're not fit, because when Sarah Jane walks, it sounds like her legs are breaking. Now, that's scary to some people. But to Sarah Jane, says, no, she just gets on with it. And, you know, she's my wee inspiration. She keeps me going.
Yeah, sometimes, as I say, you know, inspirational is a word that's bandied about maybe a little bit too much, but she is. She is, and I'm happy to use it. And, you know, people who are coping with a disability or a health challenge sometimes don't like us to say they're inspirational, but I'm sorry, Sarah Jane is, and that's the bottom line.
You know, now she will tell you that she's not, because she was reading the other contestant stories, and she turned around and she says, look, like, Sarah Jane's been highly commended for the Well Child Awards a couple of years running, and she says, I don't do it, she says, for the praise and for the gratitude. She says, I just do it to show people, because I have an invisible disability, there's nothing I can't do and there's nothing that they can't do.
Well, listen, I hope you guys thoroughly enjoy your night with the Super Value Superstars. You're nominated, understandably, as are other people who are doing incredibly generous things across Northern Ireland. I think it's a wake-up call for the rest of us who probably can hardly find the time to buy a blimmin' toy to put into that bus that we were talking about, whereas you're fundraising on a regular basis. Really appreciate Sarah Jane coming on this morning, Amanda, and I thank you for your time as well.
Oh, no. Very much.
Thank you. And enjoy the night with Claire McCollum and all the team.
Well, it'll be Sarah Jane and her daddy will be there, so.
All right, okay. So Sarah Jane and Dad will be at it. Yeah. And listen, Sarah Jane, have a great night, girl.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming on the programme.
You're very welcome.
Thank you very much indeed. Another young woman giving so much time to help other people, even when she's facing up to her own challenges. That's young Sarah Jane Allen, who does her shopping up around Super Value in Omagh.